Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about watering yard trees. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. John Kushla, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Specialist. John, does drought weather hurt our yard trees?
Most definitely, Amy. Yard trees can die for lack of water during droughts. Some tree species are more susceptible to drought than others, like southern red oak, which is very susceptible to drought stress. On the other hand, some species like post oak or eastern red cedar tolerate drought very well. And often, stresses can be cumulative. A tree that is already stressed by disease, insects, or injury can die during a drought.
Are irrigation systems beneficial to trees?
A medium-sized tree may transpire as much as 2,000 gallons of water per week. So, watering yard trees during a drought can help them survive. It's just that irrigation systems are really designed for watering lawns, not trees. The frequent watering in small amounts encourages surface root growth rather than deep root growth. And wetting tree trunks can encourage root pathogens.
So, how then should trees be watered?
Weekly irrigation during drought will help the tree survive until rainfall returns. When watering trees, spread a soaker hose beneath the canopy for several hours once per week during drought. You want to spread the hose beneath the canopy drip line and avoid wrapping the hose around the trunk or the root plate.
Does mulching help trees?
Oh, certainly. Applying mulch is one of the best practices homeowners can do for the long-term health of their trees. Mulching helps retain soil moisture. It helps keep weeds down. It moderates soil temperature, keeping roots cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter, and protects tree roots from damage by excessive traffic, mowers, or trimmers.
So what kind of mulch should we use on our trees?
Mulches come in a wide variety of materials, including gravel, recycled tires, tree bark, or pine needles. Using organic mulches like cypress bark or pine straw will build up organic matter and increase infiltration of rainfall. I would avoid using wood chips or pine nuggets around buildings, since these can attract wood-boring insects like termites or carpenter ants. You want to apply the mulch 2 to 4 inches deep under the tree canopy, but don't pile against the tree trunk or cover the root plate.
So what else can be done?
If you are planning to plant trees, pick the tree most suited for the site. This requires matching trees that will grow well in the soil and space available. Choosing drought-tolerant trees to plant on dry sites will decrease the need for supplemental watering after establishment. Also, plant in the fall or winter. This can allow the plant to become better established before our hot summer weather. And before planting trees, call 811 to locate buried utilities. This is a free service in Mississippi and will prevent injuries and limit homeowner liability if a line is struck when digging.
John, can you ever overwater, or is there such thing as watering at the wrong time of the day?
Yes, Amy, it is possible to overwater trees, and we get enough rainfall throughout the year in Mississippi for the most part that you do not need to water on a regular basis. Only during drought do you need to water trees, and then only once a week. And the best time of day to water the tree, of course, is in the very early morning hours when you don't have a lot of evaporation from the hot sun. And this will help conserve your moisture and will allow better tree development because the tree will dry out by the evening time and discourage root pathogens from developing on the root plate.
So give me a summary of what we've talked about today.
Use a soaker hose to water trees, but only during the drought, several hours once a week. Apply mulch around your trees 2 to 4 inches deep. When planting trees, choose the right tree to plant in the right place. And if you have any forestry questions, contact your local extension office or call me at 662-566-8013.
Today we've been speaking with Dr. John Kushla, forestry specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.